So here is telling, Aradhyo Bhagavan Praji Satanaya. Though he may be Bhagavan, but here, his Bhagavatta has been covered. His appearance all are covered. Now he is Braj. He has no idea that I am Brahma. I am Brahma, Parabrahma or Bhagavan. Always covered by Yog Maya. So that very Krishna is Aradhya. Our Aradhya. Another Krishna, Rukmini, husband, and the son of Vasudeva Devaki, they should be Aradhya of all, Mathura Vasi and all others. Let him do. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heart, he is telling all these things. Bhagavan Brajeshatanyastad Dhamma Vrindavanam, who lives always in Vrindavan, never he gives up Vrindavan, never he goes here and there, never. His manifestations may go here and there to Kurukshetra, to Dwarka, Mathura, they can go. But Krishna, Vrindavanam Parityajya Pad Ekamna, never he goes. That very Krishna. And what more? Vrindavanam Ramya Kachutu Pashana Bajubadvarge Inaja Kalpita. Ramya Kachit Bajubadvargena
Jakalpita.
Oh. The process adapted by gopis, all the gopis, especially by Radha and her group. Oh, this process to serve Krishna is highest, highest and highest. Even they can keep their feet on the heads of Krishna to please Krishna. They can chastise Krishna to please Krishna. They can order Krishna for so many things. And Krishna will carry it, oh, very heavy. Not hearing the praying of Brahma and Shankar and all others. He will reject them, but he wants. That gopi should tell me, oh, dhurta, and other things. So the way and the process that gopis pleased Krishna, that upasana, aradhana is sarvashrestham.
Supermost.
Anyone cannot serve Krishna like them. So this is the highest process to please Krishna. Srimad Bhagavatam Puran Amalam, Praman Amalam. For this, only Srimad Bhagavat is Praman.
Evidence.
Huh? What?
Evidence.
Highest?
Evidence.
In Srimad Bhagavat only you can see all these things. Never anyone. He is doing pranam to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, to Upanishad and all these things because they are all what? His Bani. Oh, by swash, by breath and other things. But he has himself told, Napare ham nirvadya sanjuja. What? I cannot repay you, gopi, my dear gopis. And thousands of birth, we cannot repay. So you should be pleased by your own virtue to me. Be merciful to me. Krishna is telling this. So Srimad Bhagavat is telling all these things in Srimad Bhagavatam. Oh, these things have been told and you can realize in the only the explanations of Srila Sanatana Goswami, Srila Jiva Goswami, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur in this explanation. Also in Bhagavat Marichi Mala of Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur. You can read. So Srimad Bhagavatam Praman Amalam Prema Pumartho Mahan. Prem is what? Ultimate goal. What Prem? The Prem in the heart of Radhika is supermost. Hanuman has also Prem. Oh, Dhruva has also some. No? Prahlad Maharaj has some love and affection. Hanuman has, Pandavas has, Uddhava has also. All the queens of the Dwarkas, they have also love and affection, so much. Also, all the Sakhis, Sakhad of the Vrindavan, Mother Yashoda and all have Prem. But not like Srimati Radhika. So this is the highest love and affection for Krishna in the heart of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself is telling. So this gold bani, or this bani, and favorable banis of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for this. Never anyone preached this. They preached, oh, you should do Nam Sankirtan. You know? Narada told to Valmiki. In Satyayuga even he told. And he was chanting name. So name was from?
Kalijuga.
No. So many acharyas had told in Kalijuga that you should do Kirtan. But not with the love and affection Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did. Through this love and affection he preached Nam Sankirtan. This is his bani. What bani? Cheto darpana marjanam bhavamahadavagani nirvapanam shreya kairava chandrika vitaranam vidya badhujivanam anandam bodhi vardhanam pratipadam purunamrita swadanam sarvatma sampanam param vijayate sri krishna nam. Oh, this is Gaurbani. If you cannot chant trinadapi sunichena tarorapi sahishununa amanina manadena kirtaniya sada. Never anyone has told like this. Never and never. You know, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was become very happy when Rupa Goswami, by his order, by his inspiration, he told. What he told? About the glorification of name? Tunde Tandamani Ratipitunite Turna Tundavali Labdhe Karna Krona Kadambini Vijayate Karna Buddhesh Bhashpiham Chitta Prangani Shangani Vijayate No Indriyanam Kritim No Jane Kiyadvi Amrita Krishna Burnut. And hearing this, Haridas Thakur what began to jump and laugh and Haribol. Like this. What is the more bani? Oh, give up all these worldly things. All the requirements and gratifications and anything. We don't want to pray for all this. Oh, very good wife, good family, oh, high class of learning, for salvation, for anything. Only your ahetu ki bhakti. What is that ahetu ki bhakti? Oh, only the bhakti in the heart of Srimati Radhika. And that is Ladini and Sambit Sar in Sandhini. This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He is telling that, who are you? What?
Naham Vipro.
Naham, no. Are in his Sikshastra. Ainanda Tunaj Kinkaram Patitang Mahabhushame Bhavam Buddham. Kripayato Pad Pankaja Silly Sutri Shambhish. Has anyone had told in this anywhere? Oh, in this language? Never anyone has told. We are part, what? Infinitential part of Krishna. We want to be always
like
a particle of dust in your feet. Anyone has not told all this, especially Nayanangaladashudharaya Badanangadagadarudhaya Gira Kulakair nichitang bapu hokada tava nama grahani bhavishya. Hair is standing. Oh, this choked.
Why is choked?
And all kinds of astrasattvic bhav are there. And when a day will come that I will chant like this, weeping bitterly. Hair is standing, heart melting, hair is standing, like this. Anyone has not seen before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu all these things. Oh, Valmiki was doing, Dhruv Prahlad were doing, but not like this. So, a wonderful thing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told like this. And moreover he told, Yugayitang Nimishena Chakshusa Prabhrishayitam Sunyayimati Jagata Sarvam Govinda Birahi. Oh, there are no any qualified person to realize all these things in this world. Very rare it may be. If anyone realize this, oh, he will give up this body. This body cannot tolerate. And moreover, what? Asli Swapadartam. Oh, not in this world. Oh, this is in where? Golok Vrindavan Valli. So we should preach these things. Oh, that a day may come that you can serve in the guidance of gopis, especially being the maid servant of Radhika, in the guidance of Lalita Vishakha, in the guidance of Rupmanjariyan. Oh, this is the Gaurabani. And he preached, but in beginning he has to cut so many jungles of Mayabad, Nirvisheshbad, or so many Sajiya, Sakhi, Bheki, all, Istri, Sangi, all. And he was cutting. And he saw that to make this land fertile, this world, oh, it will take, may take so many long time. So he put all these things in his literatures, transcendental literature, that if any my disciple will be so qualified to go so deep, all these bani are for them. And for this you can read, oh, Upadeshamrit, that we explain. Oh, these are the Gaur bani. More than Vedas, Upanishad, Shastra, anything. Essence of Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamritan, all are these. He wanted to preach, but they were rare to go so deep. They could not follow. And that is why, oh, from sannyas, so many left this. Even they made so many offenses to him, and they were now drowning in hell. So I want that you should know all these bhanis and be very strong to preach him and to glorify him. Then what doing nonsense? Then, oh, this is Gaur Bani Pracharya. For this, Krishna has sent him. Any acharya has not done. So our Rup Goswami, Jiv Goswami in his Raghunath Das Goswami, Narottam Thakur, Samananda and
Srinivas Acharya,
and after that Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, and after that Baldev Vidya Bhushan, and Sib Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj, Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Srila Prabhupada, and then our Gurudev and so many associates of Srila Prabhupada, and then his one hand was Srila Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj, who came to Eastern country, and in a couple of years he preached everywhere this. So we should try to know all these things. So Gaurabani, it has so much deep. You should not think that very simple Gaurabani. No, very hidden that. Gaur Pramanande.
In his praying, Namaste Gauravani Srimurtaye Dinatarine Srirupanuva Virudhapo
Siddhanta. And for also Prabhupada, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati. Oh, is given Gaurbani.
Namaste Gaurbani.
Murti.
Srimurtaye Dinatarine.
What is the meaning of Murti? Embodiment of the Gaurbani Murti. So in the same line, he is not different from Srila Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhanta. If anyone wants to be called what? Prabhupadanuga. That is wrong idea. We should try to know we are all Rupanu. He accepted this. One kirtan. One kirtan. Let it remain after that. First kirtan. You can do. Where is your father? Has gone? You. Ma mantra. You Prabhu. He Prabhu, Tapan Prabhu. Very loudly and enthusiastic. Maha mantra.
Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Srimasari Gaurabhaktavinda Shri Krishna Chaitanya
Hare
Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Rama.
ज्ञानंजन शलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमः। नमो महावदन्याय कृष्णप्रेमप्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने गौरत्विषे नमः। गुरवे गौरचंद्राय राधिकाय तदाले कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तदभक्ताय नमो नमः। यं प्रव्रजन्तमनुपेतमपेतकृत्यं द्वैपायनो विरहकातरया जुहाव। तन्मयतातरोभिनेदु तं सर्वभूतहृदयं मुनिता तवैवास्मि तवैवास्मि न जीवामि त्वया विना इति विज्ञाय राधे तं नयमाम च। फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल भाई हम्बल ऑबेसेंसेस इन द लोटस सीट ऑफ माई ट्रांसेंडेंटल गुरु ओम विष्णुपाद श्री श्रीमद्भक्ति प्रज्ञान केशव गोस्वामी महाराज एंड सेम इन द लोटस फीट ऑफ माई शिक्षा गुरु ओम विष्णुपाद श्री श्रीमद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी महाराज। नाउ इन ब्रीफ वी हैव टोल्ड अबाउट द वाणी ऑफ चैतन्य महाप्रभु एंड श्री भक्ति विनोद ठाकुर हैज also collected in very brief Gaurvani. And what is that? Amnaya prahatattam harimiha paramam sarvashaktim rishaptim tadbhinan sasya jivan prakriti kavalitan bhavat veda ved prasasam sakalamati hare sadhanam suddha bhaktim shaddham pritim eva tat pritim eva Janan Gaur Chandra, Swayang Saha, he is telling. So Bhakti Vinod Thakur has himself collected the Vani of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. What is the meaning? But in very brief, don't go detail.
Guruve Gaurachandraya Radhikaya Itadale Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya Tadvaktaya Namo Namaha.
Very carefully you should know, not in your hearts, to know. Bhakti Vinod Thakur has quoted all these things in Jaiva Dharma, his last and best book, authentic book, taking the essence of whole Ved, Upanishad, Shastra, Bhagavat, Chaitanya, Chaitamrita, all the books of our Goswamis. Everything has taken the essence in Jaiva Dharma. So he is telling.
In this verse, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur is explaining Janan Gaura Chandra Swayang Saha. These are the personal instructions of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It is called Dasmul Tattva, Dasmul Shiksha. 10 Mul, that means roots or fundamental teachings. 10 fundamental instructions which comprise the essence of the teachings of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
If you are not knowing all these things, one day you will have to know all these things. And then you can enter in bhakti realm. By the fruit of chanting name, or in high class of associations, you will have to come to this point. For this is the ground.
Platform
of bhakti. If no platform, no bhakti. Only chanting, and after some days you will be weak and you will fall down. Even from sannyas. Also from Archan of Thakurji.
Serving the deity.
It is high class of worship. But even you can see that if you are not knowing all these things, after some days all the pujari will marry. Not only one time, so many times. They are bound to do. So, Siddhanta Baliya Chitte Na Kara Alas. Yahan Lahaita Lage Krishna Shuddhida Manas. What?
Srila Kaviraj Goswami is instructing, Siddhanta Baliya Chitte Na Kara Alas. In the matter of understanding Siddhanta, the established truths, the philosophical conclusions of our Guru Varga, of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, of our Guru Parampara, then Na Kara Alas. Don't be lazy. Don't have any indifference. Or be very, very neutral in this regard. Very enthusiastically give one's time and energy and try very hard to understand the philosophical conclusions of our acharyas. Why? Is there any reason? Now our mind is going here and there. We cannot chant and be still. But Jahoite Krishna Lagi Suddhidamanas. When the Tattva Siddhanta, the philosophical conclusions of our acharyas, appear in our hearts, when we understand them deeply, at that time the mind will be fixed, it will not be restless, and it will become attached to the lotus feet of Krishna. So it's very essential to know these things. So in Dasmul Tattva, 10 fundamental teachings, it has been divided into two parts. Praman and Prameya.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself speaking all these things.
So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying two parts, Praman and Prameya. What does it mean? First, Praman means authentic evidence. What can be accepted as reliable information, which is always correct, has no fault. It is immaculate and perfect. What is that? That is called Amnaya. Amnaya is bona fide evidence. Amnaya srutaya sakshad brahma vidyeti vishrutaha guru prampra prapta vishvakatu hi brahmanaha. Amnaya means the statements of the Vedas, of the scriptures, but not taken directly. The statements of the Vedas which we receive coming in guru parampara.
This is called Amnaya. This knowledge is perfect. There's no flaw in this. Any jiva in this world has four defects. Brahma Pramada Viparipsa Karna Patav Arsha Vigya Vakya Nahi Dosha Esab. To be inattentive, to make mistakes, to be illusioned and to cheat others. These are the defects in the jivas of this world. And therefore, whatever knowledge they give and whatever knowledge they try to take, oh, it is all distorted and incorrect. Therefore, if one will submit himself to submissive hearing of the statements of the Vedas, to a bona fide guru in parampara, this knowledge is perfect. This is evidence of something which is true. It is called amnaya. So this is first our evidence. That is the first teaching of Mahaprabhu. Now we'll come to the other nine.
No. In this, all amnaya, Srimad Bhagavata is amal praman. If everything here and there, some discussions, Vedas are telling this, Upanishads are telling that, and so many Purans are telling that, amal final praman is Srimad Bhagavata. Post Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, everywhere he told.
Bhagavatam is called Amal Puran, spotless evidence. Why? Because Vyasudeva and others have written in Shastra something for the common people to attract them. So that is called Samal Puran. Some Puran has some defect, but Bhagavatam, everything, every word, every syllable is perfect.
Sattvic, Rajasic, Tamasic. Oh, they have teachings. We should do pranam. We should not criticize them. But we should accept Srimad Bhagavatam like pure evidence.
So first teaching is praman, what is evidence? And the next nine teachings, they are called prameya. Prameya means, what is it that has been proven by that perfect evidence? Nine things have been proven by that evidence. Among these nine...
Very good. you should next. Harehi Paramatattam. What meaning?
Magyanati Mirandasya Gyananjani Shalakya Chakshuruna Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha. So in this verse of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, we heard the first fundamental truth of our sampradaya, which is praman, and Srimad Bhagavatam is the ultimate evidence which we have to accept. Second thing is Harihi Paramam Tattvam. Sri Hari, Lord Krishna, he is the supreme absolute truth. And in Bhagavatam, what is said? Ete Chansakala Punsah Krishnastu Bhagavan Swayam. All the incarnations which we see, so many incarnations of the Lord, Ram, Nrsimha, Vaman, Kalki, and so many, Gunavataras, Yugavataras, Leelavataras. But all these incarnations, what are these incarnations? These incarnations are coming from, they are originating from Krishna. Krishna is the source. He is that first original candle from which all these other candles are lighting up. There is no difference between the potency. Tatvataha, principally, they're all same. Krishna, one substance, non-dual substances which we see here. And then between these two energies of the Lord, this marginal potency, Tatastha Shakti. And from Tatastha Shakti, all the conditioned souls, they are emanating. So these are the three prime energies of the Lord, which are contributing in serving the Lord in so many varieties of ways, which are actually inconceivable for the conditioned soul to perceive. Then, Sarva Shakti Madasabdhim Tad Bhinnanch Chanscha Jivan Rasabdhim.
Very good. You should sit down. Rasabdhi.
Agyanatimidandhasya gyananjana salakaya chakshurun militam yena tasmai shri gurave namaha.
So,
Now we are coming in Prameya, a third point, Rasabding. Rasabding means, Rasa means mellow, and Abdi means ocean. Means ocean of mellows.
Endless,
infathomable ocean of mellows. So, we have to go through Srimad Bhagavatam and other scriptures where this proves that Krishna is infathomable and deepless and boundaryless mellows. At first, we have to surrender in the lotus feet of Gurudev and Rupa Goswami Pad, through Rupa Goswami Pad, through Gurudev. Just we have heard about Gauravani. So what Rupa Goswami Pad has told about ocean of Ras? In his invocation sloka of Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Srila Rupa Goswami Pad told, Akhila Rasamrita Murti, Pashrimara Ruchirudha Taraka Pali, Kolito Samalalito Radha Priyan Vidhur Jayati. Who is Krishna? Akhila Rasamrita Murti is embodiment of Akhil Ras, all mellows.
What are all these mellows?
What is the Akhil Ras? There are two kind of rasas. One primary ras, another secondary ras. Primary ras divided into five parts. Santa ras, Dasa ras, means servitor mood, Sokha ras, friendly charm, Vatsala ras, parental mood, and Madhur ras, paramour mood. So, and secondary, Hasya, Adbhut, Karun, Raudra, Bhayanak, Bir, Bibhatsa, all together 12. Krishna is embodiment of all 12 rasas.
How you can prove from Srimad Bhagavatam?
So in Srimad Bhagavatam, when Krishna came from Braj, Kamsa invited Krishna to join in his festival. He sent Akrur. When Krishna Baladev Prabhu came to Mathura, when he entered the arena of Kamsa, there are so many types of adhikari recipient was there. They saw Krishna in different modes. In Srimad Bhagavatam, Srila Vyasadeva Goswami, Srila Sukadeva Goswami has mentioned in one slok, Mallanam Asani, Nrinang Naravara, Strinang Smaro Murtiman, Gopanang Sajana Hasatang Savitro Sisu, Mrittur Pajapate Virata Vidu Sangtattang Param Joginam, Vitanga Tarangam Sagraja. Sagraja means elder brother. When Krishna entered in the arena of Kamsa, then
with his
elder brother, Mallana Masani, there are so many wrestlers headed by Chanur and Mustik and Halt, Tosol, so many. They saw, oh, it's just like thunderbolt. They thought that we shall smash Krishna and Baladev very easily. But when they saw Krishna, oh, that's like thunderbolt. Palpitation start in their heart. What to do? How I can face to Krishna and Baladev? It's very hard. Oh my God, the thunderbolt has come. Mallana Masani. Strinang Naravara. Mallana Masani. Strinang Naravara Smara Murtiman. There are so many wife of Jadavas. They saw this embodiment of Cupid. And desire came in their heart. Oh, it's very beautiful, very attractive. They never seen so effulgent, so attractive like Krishna. Strinang Smara Murtiman Gopanam Sajana Hasatang. Gopanang, when Krishna came with Nanda Baba, then Sridham, Subal, Madhumangal, so many friends of Krishna came along with them. So they saw, oh, he's our friend. And Asatang Chitibujang Sasta. There is so many kings headed by Kamsa. They saw, oh, he's our ruler. He can punish us at any moment. He can smash in a moment. Chitibujang Sastra Sapitro Sisu.
For Vasudev and Nanda Baba.
Vasudev and Devaki in one hand, other hand Nanda Baba. They thought, oh, Krishna was our son. Mrityuru Bhajapate. Bhajapate means the king of Bhaj dynasty, means Kamsa. Kamsa, look, oh, he is the personification of death. Oh, probably I invite my death in the arena. So Mrityur Bhajapate, Virata Vidusam, Virata Avidusam, who is ignorant person,
for ignorant.
Innocent person, for them, Tattam Param Tattahi, Supreme Theory, Tattam Param Yoginam, and Tattam Param Yoginam, for Yogi, is Param Tattah Supreme Theory, Tattam Param Yoginam,
Brishnang
Paradevoteti. And there are so many dynasty like Brishni, Kukkut, Andha, so many. Among them, prominence of Brishni was there.
All were Jadav.
All were Jadav. They thought he is our Paradevata, Supreme God. So in this verse, all 12 rasas are there. 5 prominent ras and 7 secondary ras are there. But all secondary rasa are not prominent up there because like Mrityur Bhajapate and other, they are not Krishna's favorable. So their rasa bhasa also some, their semblance of rasa there also.
That is enough. Very good.
Thank you. Hare Krishna, Bancha, Kalvataru, Bhascha, Kripa, Sindhu, Bhai, Vacha, Paditanang, Pavane, Bho, Vaishnavi, Bho, Namo.
Yes, sir. After that point.
Timirandasya Gyananjana Salakaya Chaksurangalitam Yena Tasmai Sri Guruve Nama. The fourth evidence that is given by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to the jivas is that the living entity is the infinitesimal separated part and parcel of Krishna. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu particularly taught this to Sri Sanatan Goswami in Madhyalila of Chaitanya Charitamrita. Jivera Swarupohoi Krishnera Nitya Das Krishnera Tatasta Shakti Beda Bed Prakash. The Jiva, his Swarup, his constitutional form, is that he's eternally the servant of Krishna. He is a manifestation of Krishna's tatastha shakti, or marginal energy, simultaneously one with and different from him. The tatta, or the very, very thin line between water and land, this is tatta, a very, very just a very fine line. Sometimes that fine line is covered by water. We see it on the shore of the ocean. And sometimes that line is in the open. So sometimes the jiva falls down into this material world, and by taking the proper process, he becomes situated in the spiritual world. Other jivas don't make that mistake in the beginning, but they choose correctly. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains in Jiva Dharma that the
Jiva Goswami, in his Sandarbha, Paramatma Sandarbha,
jivas who are eternally residents of Goloka Vrindavan to serve Krishna as Brajendra Nandan Sri Krishna manifest from Baladev. Those jivas whose swarup is to serve Krishna in Dwarka manifest from Baladev's first expansion as Mool Sankarshan. Those jivas who are eternally residents of Vaikuntha manifest from Mahasankarshan, that's Baladev's expansion in Vaikuntha. And those are for the Nitya Siddha jivas. Those jivas who have the option or who can make the wrong choice to come into the material world. The Tattvastha Jiva is manifest from Mahavishnu, Karanadakshai Vishnu. When he glances over the material world, as you know, his glance is a jyoti, is a light. In the light, we can see and we can distinguish. So in that light, the jiva who is coming from the Tattvastha region within Mahavishnu has the vision to decide that I want to look towards Maya or I want to look towards the spiritual region. We cannot blame Krishna. Bhagavad Gita says that Krishna has no responsibility for our sinful or pious activities. We made the choice to leave Krishna and he's giving us all love and facility to come back to him. But those who've forgotten Krishna, Anadir, Bahir Mukh, those who since the beginning of time have turned their face away from Krishna, Atoiva Maya Deha Sangsara Duk. After we turn away from Krishna, therefore Atoiva Maya gives us so much trouble. As Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur prays in Amana Durmati, one of his beautiful songs of lamentation and prayer for the service of the Lord. O Lord, a wicked mind brought me to this world, but your pure devotee who is a Nitya Siddha associate of the Lord has come from there to give me the happy news that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come to deliver me from the bondage. So therefore, hearing this, weeping and weeping, I'm coming to you to tell you my sad story and ask you to take me to my eternal abode at your lotus feet. Dhamna svena sada nirastaku akam satyam param dimahi. In the eternal abode of the Lord, there's no illusion. There's no possibility of making the wrong decision from that place. So we were in the Tattvastha region, manifest from that region, and by the mercy of pure devotees, those of us who made that mistake can be associated with the Lord in his abode. Gaur Premanandi Hari Hari.
Also, there are so many evidences for this, that any jiva cannot fall down from Golok Vaikuntha, even from Vaikuntha. It is absurd. So Jiva Goswami has directly and very vividly he has told like all these things. Gita is also told, Jat Gatva Nanivartante Tat Dham Mama. But you can say that of I, Jaya and Bijaya came, oh, they never fall down. Their one manifestation was there, Jaya Bijaya were there, and even by second manifestation, to serve his Narayan mode, to give him
Bilras.
Oh, they came. So this is wrong. Also, Chitraketu Maharaj, he never fall down. Even Bharat, from his Arati mode, he never fall down. Only to give some instruction for us. So any jeev, when he is Golok Vrindavan serving, there is no maya, this maya, only yog maya is there. No illusion, nothing there. There is no reason to fall down. So once going, never returning. They can come with Krishna for any sweet pastimes. Then, what more? Very essence.
Tadbina sangsa jivan prakriti kabalitam. The next teaching, jivan prakriti kabalitam.
Oh, this has been done.
In this world, jivas are covered by maya. Tadvimuktangs cha bhavat. But their conditioning in this material world is not forever. By the mercy of Krishna, or coming in the form of Guru and Vaishnavas, they can be delivered from their conditioning in this world. This is the next teaching. After that, Beda, 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 Pakasham, Sakalam, Api, Hare. All of this is called Sambandha Gyan, knowledge of relationship. We have heard that Krishna has some Shakti, that he has his internal, external, and marginal potencies. So what is the relationship between Krishna and his potencies? And what is the relationship between each of the potencies? There are five types of relationship, and there's some difference between them. So here, Mahaprabhu is saying, Beda Beda Pakasham Sakalam Api Hare. His philosophy of Achintya Beda Beda Tattva. The conclusion regarding the inconceivable, Achintya, difference and non-difference between Krishna and his potencies. Inconceivable oneness and difference does not mean that everything is one and different. It means that all of the potencies of Krishna are one with and different from him. That Shakti, Shakti Matayo Abhed. There's oneness and difference between Shakti and Shaktiman. So the oneness is that everything has emanated from him. Everything is resting in him. Everything will enter into him. Nothing is independent of him. Everything is dependent upon him at every moment. But at the same time, they have their specialities. There's a difference between Jiva and Bhagavan, between Jiva and Jiva, between Jiva and Maya.
One thing more. Between Krishna and his powers, yes, and the transformations of these powers.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, also some same.
So in the all the philosophies of other sampradayas, they have given the philosophy that is called Vastu Parinamavad, that the absolute truth himself is transformed into his creation. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying no. Shakti Parinamavad. The absolute truth is the same and is never transformed. But he has an energy, and his energy is transforming and doing all activities.
Like Jivas and whole world, the universe. So many, that world. Like,
this is called...
So everywhere this Achintya Beda Bheda.
Achintya Beda Bheda Tattva. Here the word Achintya has been used. It means inconceivable. Yet, when we hear this philosophy, we can understand it. So why has the word been used? Achintya, inconceivable. It means Veda Buddhi Gamya. That is, that if anyone, by their speculation, by their philosophical reasoning, will try to understand the relationship between the Absolute Truth and his potencies, he will make a mistake. He will think that everything is separate or everything is the same. But if one will hear the conclusions of the Vedas, of Shastra, in Guru Parampara, Veda Buddhi Gamya, that means allowing his Buddhi, his intelligence, to be guided by the superior intelligence of the Shastric conclusions, then he can understand this philosophy. Therefore it is called Achintya Veda Veda Tattva.
So Achintya means Veda Buddhi Gamya. Veda
Buddhi Gamya.
Srimad Bhagavat Buddhi Gamya.
Following the superior intelligence of Srimad Bhagavatam.
And then second?
So now we have discussed seven aspects of Pramaya, seven truths which are all containing Sambandha Gyan, relationship between Jivas and Maya and Krishna. Now we come to the last two of Dasamul Shiksha. What is that? Sadhanam Shuddha Bhaktim. This is called Abhideya Tattva. The philosophy of the process of how to attain the goal of life. What is the process? Here Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying, not by karma, fruitive activity, not by jnana, the cultivation of knowledge, not by yoga, the development of meditation and mystic powers, not by any process at all, only one process, sadhanam. The process is Shuddha Bhakti.
What is Shuddha Bhakti?
Here Shuddha Bhakti means pure bhakti. And what bhakti is that? That means the not love the, of the...
No, not by the bhakti.
Not by the bhakti. The love of the residents of Vrindavan is really Shuddha Bhakti. And those who in this world follow their moods, their process is called Raganuga Bhakti. So here Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying Shuddha Bhakti means Raganuga Bhakti only. This is the process.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur Srila Prabhupada Srila Bhakti Siddhan Saraswati Jiva Goswami Rupa Goswami Sanat all has
Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami
explained. And then what is the fruit?
And then if one will follow this process, what is the goal? Not liberation, not elevation to heavenly planets, not any kind of sense gratification, not liberation of personal variety in Vaikuntha or anywhere. The goal is only sadhyam tat pritim. That priti means prem, perfect, unconditional, transcendental love for that param tattva, who is rasabdim, that Lord who is the endless ocean of ras, that is only Brajendra Nandan Shamasunda, Gopijana Vallabh, Radhakanta Radharaman, the beloved of Srimati Radharani. Love for him, this is the prayojan. Last topic is prayojan tattva, the ultimate goal of life. So these are the collected teachings of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, only in one verse, mercifully given by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur.
I wanted to explain today the glories of Rupa Goswami. I began yesterday, but also I wanted to give these things. Without this, no platform. So you must know all these things. Then pure bhakti may come. So I could not explain the glories of Srila Rupa Goswami. I'm keeping it for next tour.
Washington.
But all devotees will be not there. Anyhow, our aim, what Srila Prabhupada has told, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, what he has told, only to be the feet dust of Srila Rupa Manjari, Rupa Goswami. So, sakalameva vihaya durat chaitanya chandra charane kurutanuragam. So giving up all these things, everything, you should take shelter in the lotus feet of Gaurachandra and Nityananda Prabhu. And then serving him, everything you can have. So Gaurachandra ki, Radha Krishna Jugal ki, Sachinandan Gaur Hari ki, Nityananda Prabhu ki. Oh, Srila Gadadhar Pandit ki jai ho, Advaita Acharya Prabhu ki, Shivasadi Bhakta Vrinde ki, Vrindavan Chandra ki jai, Gaur Premananda. Now you say,
Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Don't jump. No.
Yes, microphone, please.
Oh, one thing I want to request you. In my 7 days, this discourse classes. It may be that I have told any harsh word to you and your heart has been hurt. And then please excuse me. I never wanted to give any hurt, any pinching or anything to any devotee. But I have told what? Only out of love and affection. So, if any hard word for you have come, try to be pleased and forgive me. We, by your own
good quality.
You should.
Hare Krishna. This morning, the devotees who have received initiation on the last day, Diksha and Shiksha, we request you now to stand up and receive the blessings of Srila Gurudev, all the devotees, and your transcendental name will be announced. This is a disciple of Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, Narayan Das Prabhu, who received Shiksha this morning. Another disciple of Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, Narayan Das Prabhu.
No need of
Nishchinta
Sutirias.
Yeah.
My honorable person.
Yes. Nishchinta Das Prabhu.
My younger God brother. I want that you should, as you help your Gurudev, you should please help me also.
Yes.
Hari Bol.
Gopal Brown. Where is Gopal?
Oh. Why not his name?
Gopal.
Oh, his name?
Isha Prabhu.
Oh, coming.
Not in last, in first you should.
Okay. Then Isha Prabhu, another disciple of Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, helping us so much, received Shiksha.
Please to
morning.
Come to me and helping me. So Isha Prabhu ki.
Yeah. Gopal Brown.
Very good. What name?
Gopal Das.
Oh, Gopal Das Prabhu ki.
Yeah.
Only Gopal Das Prabhu ki. Yeah. Your name will be Gopal Das. Gopal is Krishna himself.
Nayapriya Dasi.
What name?
You have given.
Look, the end. Yes. Serial number, I put serial number, I told you.
Did you sort see and tell?
I saw him everything.
You have forgotten.
Name number 6.
No serial number.
Hari Priya, number 6.
Hari Priya.
Hari Priya.
Oh, I've changed your name, Hari Priya Dashi Ki Jai. You know the meaning, Hari Priya? Oh, Hari is Krishna himself. And his beloved, most beloved, is Srimati Radhika. So one of the name of Radhika is Hari Priya. So I'm making, oh, Hari Priya Dashi. Hari Priya Dashi Ki.
Then Mama Thakur Das Prabhu, very famous Russian devotee who left already.
What name?
Murali Mohan.
Oh, Murali Mohan Prabhu ki.
Mohan Brothers ki jai.
More?
No. Krishna Balaram, very famous devotee.
Very good. My heartly blessing to him. What name?
Krishna Balaram.
Oh, Krishna Balaram Prabhu ki.
Mukkara Devi Dasi.
Who is she? Oh, what name?
Mukkara.
No, Mukkara no. Nothing. Not Mukkara.
Who's disciple? She took
last
diction.
Year,
but today
I'm
mantras last year.
I know. See, last year you gave her initiation.
Any name I get?
Mukhara. Yeah.
Mukhara Devi.
That was her name before.
I Mukhara?
Yeah.
Oh, then Mukhara Devi ki. Yeah. There are two Mukharas. One Mukhara is Nani. Mother-in-law of Radhika and grandmother of Radhika, and other is Sakhi of Radhika. So you can select among them and be Mukhra Singh.
Marie Cruz Bilwar.
Okay. Very good.
Krishna Mohini.
Oh, Krishna Mohini. Krishna Mohini. You know the meaning? You know the meaning? You know the meaning?
Krishna Mohini.
Krishna Mohini is Radha. He can charm, attract Krishna. So Radha's one name is Radha Mohini. And you are Krishna Mohini. And you are Dashi of Srimati Radhika. Krishna Mohini Dashi.
Then one lady received initiation over the telephone this morning. Her daughter is here, Latika. You can stand up for your mother. Her mother's name, Karaman. Now new name.
Charu Chandrika Devi, one of the most beloved Sakhi of Radhika. What name?
Charu Chandrika.
Charu Chandrika Dashi.
She's 83.
Tell her.
Her mother, 83 years old, in the hospital, in intensive care, just 3 days ago, being for 1 hour in the tunnel scanner.
She chanting, was waiting for so many years.
For so many years waiting, chanting Hare Krishna always, always, always. And her daughter took initiation and her mother was so happy. Even so many ISKCON leaders came there, never they want to take initiation. And now she took initiation this morning. Husband also, but the mother this morning, the husband yesterday. Eka Bhokta Das Prabhu. Shiksha.
Same Shiksha.
Very good.
Eka Bhokta.
Ek Bhokta Prabhu ki. You know meaning? Ek Bhokta is Krishna. So you are Krishna Das. Ek Bhokta Das. Ki Jai. Everything okay now?
Now some books. Jalakar Prabhu, announcement about his book.
Thank you all to come and to be in my classes and peacefully hearing. I cannot repay you. Next year, I may invite you all to come. And you can come. My invitation is for you all. If no money problem, you can come to Vrindavan Brajmandal Parikrama in November month.
First November.
And also, if you cannot come in November in Kartik Parikrama, then you can come to Gaur Dham in March in the festival of his birthday. Gaur Prima.
We have several announcements to make. First of all, rides to Washington, D.C. are being coordinated by Dristadyumna Prabhu and Vichitra Didi. Also, they are working on rides to the airport tomorrow as well.
And we need cars and vehicles. Please see me if you have room to take anyone.
Yeah, we need more vehicles tomorrow.
We need more vehicles and cars tomorrow morning. I believe we're leaving between 6 and 7 in the morning for the 10 o'clock flight from Jacksonville. Number
but
two.
She's telling what?
Yes, Anu?
We have a large donation of vegetables from a local farmer, which we cannot use. And if anyone has room in their vehicle to Washington, we wish to donate vegetables to Washington. But it's
very good.
Six boxes of vegetables.
Oh, six boxes. Very wonderful.
So I guess some devotees will have to stay behind, but the vegetables will go to Washington. Item number two.
There's a question about your identity in all this.
Item number two.
To Washington with the vegetables.
Well, I think you'd rather have the vegetables than me, but. Item number two, we've got some song books that have gone walkabout. So if anybody has some song books that they didn't pay for, can they please return them? Number three, tonight's feast is sponsored by? Raghunath Das Prabhu. From Miami. Stand up, Prabhu. Stand up, Raghunath. Raghunath. Chota Raghunath, stand up so people can see you.
Oh, Raghunath.
Jai. Now, I'm holding in my hand a pack of books. This is a very special pack of books. Now, Gurudev has been stressing book distribution. And I know that for myself, I'm very busy, but I keep books in the office, and when someone comes in and they're a little interested, I give them a book or sell them a book. And he wants all the devotees to have books with them wherever they go, at home, in the car, when they're traveling, so that if they meet an interested person, they can give them a book. Now, we've arranged packs of books, which we are selling at cost price plus freight. This is a $25 pack of books. $20 worth of books and $5 worth of freight. Now, we would like all of our books that we have here that haven't been sold to be purchased by devotees at this special book distribution rate, and we'd like you to take these books with you when you disperse and distribute them as you can. And I believe this program has the blessings of Srila Gurudev.
Yes, I believe.
You get a big book, Jiva Dharm, Shower of Love, a lot of small books, and we have various packs, and you can go over to the book table and snack bar and examine them. Local Guru is in charge of that program on our end, and you can meet him there, and he'll make up special parcels for at your request. Now, we don't know what the book situation is in Washington, D.C., so it will be good if everyone has some books with you. The retail cost of this pack is about $85.
And you get for
25. It's totally our cost price plus the shipping. So please, everybody, take advantage of this. Take these books, distribute them. It's not too much to ask for everyone to make a $25 investment in distributing these books. Number five, we need devotees to help clean up tomorrow, so if anybody's staying around for another day, there will be breakfast and some prasadam tomorrow, and we would implore you to please come and help us pick up.
Yes, sir. Also, and those who are here, those who are not going to Washington, and they are here, oh, they must help.
And finally, on all of us here, representing the Sri Alachua Gaudiya Math, there are a number of devotees who've worked very hard to put on the festival, and all of us would like to thank you very much for coming and visiting us. If there's been any imperfection or shortcoming or unfortunate disturbance in your stay, please forgive us. We only want your happiness and your well-being when you come to our festival each year, our Festival of Understanding in Alachua, to hear Srila Gurudev. And on behalf of all the devotees here who've helped arrange the program, we just want to say thank you very much, and please give us your blessings. Oh. And last but not least, thank you, Srila Gurudev, for coming and blessing this place and blessing our humble house and tolerating our noise and our talking and giving us the highest knowledge that is available. Do we have any other announcements?
For you. Myself. My so much thanks, vast question of thanks to you all, all the residents of Alachua, that they invited us and all the devotees from so many parts of America, here and there, from world there, and disturbing you and your family so much, but you tolerate it. So my heartly blessings to you and your family and all the devotees of Alachua.
Gurudev, thank you for tolerating us. Please forgive our offenses. We haven't treated you nearly one-tenth of the way that you should be treated. We haven't given you the honor and respect and opulence that you deserve. That's due to our poor fund of knowledge and our low level of realization, and please forgive the poor presentation. We would also like to thank one person, this person, and this white person, the world famous Sriman Ramesh Prabhu, who donated, who paid Gurudev's fare and the fare of his party amounting to $3,000. And without that donation, and his wife, Radha Sundari, can we see your beautiful face? Don't be shy, come on. She's wearing the pink and gray sari there. And without this generous donation, which he also made last year, and I believe the year before, this festival would not happen. This festival, everything that you see here is put on by the mat and the donations that you all give when you come here, but the cost of bringing Srila Gurudev here is borne solely by Ramesh, and we didn't even have to ask him. He came forward and he did it.
Any drama play today?
Any other announcements?
Drama is over.
No.
Drama is over. Drama.
Kirtan, Kirtan.
Oh, welcome to Prabhupada Das. He's a temple.
We have announcement.
Bogota, Colombia.
Viva!
And before
we wait. Let's have some power on the mic here. Announcement mic.
There's more right there.
Harry Bull, can we not have a stampede around Srila Gurudev? It gets a little worrying when so many people get so close. So can we ask people to hold back a little? Move back, please. Harry Bull,
can you get that other?
Jai Jai Radha Ramana Hari Bol, Jai Jai Radha Ramana Hari Bol, Jai Jai Radha Ramana Hari Bol, Jai Jai Radha Ramana Hari Bol. Radha Ramana Hari Bol, Jai Jai Radha Ramana Hari Bol, Hari Bol, oh, Hari Bol, oh, Hari Bol. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare. Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare. Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare. Hare Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare. Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Jai Jai Radha Raman, Radha Raman, Radha Raman Hari Bo. Jai Jai Radha Raman Hari Bo. Oh Jai Jai Radha Raman Hari Bo. Jai Jai Radha Raman Hari Bo. Radha Ramana Hari Bo, Jai Jai 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 Radha Ramana Hari Bo. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Thank you. totally awesome.